Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I don't want to step on your toes. You don't want to step on my toes. It's weird once you're back.
Anyway. I got 16s, man. You're going to be stepping on my toes no matter what happens. It's fine.
Yeah, when you step on my toes, you step on my whole foot. So,
man, it's dangerous, man. It is
dangerous. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We are both in studio today. He is in Waukesha. I am in Madison. You're listening on Devil Radio 92.7 in Madison, the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM in Wausau, and locally grown radio 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids. We're going to head over to the phone lines because we'll do a little Rojo bashing as well, but we want to get to some callers before the end of the show. We got Catherine in Madison calling in. Catherine, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Luke, Brian, and Evan. It's nice to hear you all back together, the three amigos, huh? It's good to hear all of you. I was calling about something you mentioned earlier where you're talking about the various polls and so forth, and I think that this year of all years, we should take almost any poll we see with a grain of salt, because I have no idea who's really going to vote Republican this year. I think it's just a real throw up in the air and don't know what's going to come down.
Yeah, I don't believe it's just a grain of salt. I think it's like an entire salt shaker, or maybe even more.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you may want a salt substitute if you have a heart issue, though. Just throwing it out there.
It's going to be interesting, and it's important to note as well, Ron Johnson had a bigger deficit. He had a 9-point deficit, I believe, in August of 2016. And so he came back and still defeated by 3 points, I believe, in the actual numbers polled, Russ Feingold, who was his opponent when he was facing both, was his opponent in 2010 and 16. But in 16, Johnson was the incumbent. And he had a 12-point swing from what the Marquette polling was in August to the actual election day. So, yeah, you got to take it with a hefty helping of salt.
But you also got to remember, back then, he was relatively normal Ron Johnson.
Well, one of the things that we were going to get into is the fact that his unfavorables, which is a net, total net favorability, is underwater for it's the highest that it's ever been for the incumbent senator. In his 12 years, he is more unfavorable now than he has ever been in his 2 terms. And so he did not have, I believe his unfavorable number right now is 47%. So 47% of Wisconsin voters polled in the Marquette University Law School polling have an unfavorable opinion of the senator. That's not something that he had any other previous Marquette polling all throughout the 2016 cycle. So he's got an uphill
Republicans. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And so a lot of people were saying that they were going to vote for Russ Feingold over Senator Johnson in that polling in 16. But a lot of people didn't have as an unfavorable view of the senator at that time either, which led to some people breaking back and forth. 2016 was a hectic cycle. And the fact that from August of 16 to November of 16, the Marquette University Law School polling was 12 points off. I have a feeling they were probably undersampling the amount of Republican voters that showed up for the first time in polls in 2016 that elected Donald Trump. Trump was shocked that Donald Trump was elected.
Yes, and I also think that 16 was an anomaly overall. And
they've started accounting for that fact in the polling as well.
Yeah, and you got to look at what he's done since then, because again, I think it's been, I think everyone keeps saying, oh, the polls are broken because of 16. I think, yes, there's an issue with polls back then. I think their whole job is to correct before then and continue going on. But I also have the same fear as Catherine. I have the same worry because
I'm not hanging my hat on the polling numbers,
no,
but
I think
it's important to point out, though, that it's a good sign. That's all it is. You cannot take it as that it is inevitable. I'm sorry, Mandela Barnes is not going to win by 7 points. I don't believe that. I truly don't believe that he's going to win by 7 points, but it's a good sign of where the electorate is at.
Yes,
it's an indicator, and you got to be able to use it. You should be. If you want to see Mandela Barnes beat incumbent Senator Ron Johnson, you better be doing everything you possibly can to make that happen. So listening to this show is a great start. You can hear and get informed on news headlines, but you got to also share the, because we share the crazy things that Ron Johnson says. A lot of other outlets will write it up and just say his quotes, and this is what he said. And they don't fact check him a whole lot. They don't do a whole lot of the context.
Because they feel that he's going to do the right thing.
Or they feel like it's their journalistic responsibility not to, you know, call him out for the crazy things he's saying. You got to give him the benefit of the doubt. Hey, he's an incumbent senator, by the way.
Oh, by the way, don't tell that to Tim Scott. I just saw a Tim Scott who somehow is, they're using Tim Scott to come out here and I'm assuming drum up the black vote. I don't know. He's showing up on ads in Milwaukee now.
Tim Scott is senator for South Carolina, I believe.
I believe so, yeah. I believe so, he's Lindsey Graham's counterpart, I want to say.
I believe so.
He's showing up in Milwaukee saying, vote for Ron Johnson because we need new leadership. Did Ron Johnson do such little work that he wasn't even noticed for 12 years? Or, I don't, like, does he not?
I cannot explain that one because
I bet you they just turned and burned and ripped the ads as fast as possible because he.
Well, did you see his first attack ad against Mandela Barnes?
Oh, what was that?
Oh, it's a very dark ad, Brian, and it's hinting at darkness and not darkness as in darkness outside, darkness as in skin color. Because it's all Mandela Barnes is going to be a member of the squad, and then it's got members of the squad out there, and it's the things that they've said, and they're just essentially trying to tie
representative,
the two.
Just me.
They are. They're not in the House. They're in the House. They're not in the U.S. Senate. So it's really interesting. But they're just going to brand Mandela Barnes as a member of the squad, and that's how they hope that they're going to be able to defeat him.
Not like, hey, look, this is what I'll do for you, but it's
oh no.
Not even bothering to go, and I'll be tough on China, because for whatever reason, people just add that at the end.
Well, and Ron Johnson voted against the CHIPS Act, which would have made U.S. manufacturing more competitive against China. So that's kind of a hard one for him to tack onto the end of those campaign ads now, Brian.
But he so loves this country. You can tell by don't look at his record. You can tell by the way he says it, because he feels that he's really patriotic by...
He feels like he was celebrating the 4th of July in America that one year, but oh wait, he was in Russia. Still hasn't answered questions on that one either, Brad.
Hey, their colors are red, white, and blue, too, so...
Just a different variation on
now
that flag.
Now it is. Folks, it was red. But that's Republican, right? So it works.
You've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Thanks for coming along with the ride for us, reconnecting on the airwaves. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. You can go to civicmedia.us to learn more about the network we are building, along with the podcasts for all the fantastic shows, not just Dueling Tangents, but all the shows across the Civic Media Network. Have a fantastic weekend, folks. Go Brewers, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Oh, that felt good.